Governor Doyle still maintains that the contract given to Edelman Travel was awarded properly, but he says he has no choice but to consider the scope of the allegations surrounding the deal. Department of Administration employee Georgia Thompson was charged with two felonies last week for allegedly defrauding the state by steering the contract to Edelman. Federal prosecutors charged she acted to help out her supervisors politically. Doyle says the indictment raises questions.
The U.S. attorney may have some information we don't have, that whether the grading process in the contract was appropriate, and that's the reason that I think at this time it's an appropriate measure to cancel that contract.
The governor also asked Mark Buer, the administration secretary under former Governor Tommy Thompson, to review the process that was used to award the Edelman contract. Buer will also be asked to make recommendations on how to improve the process in the future. Doyle says he will not return $20,000 in political donations from Craig Edelman and Edelman Travel board member Mitch Fromstein.
There's nothing in the charges that have been brought that indicate in any way that Mr. Edelman or Mr. Fromstein did anything wrong in making the contribution.
Doyle also issued an executive order prohibiting political appointees from serving on any panels that evaluate bids from companies that want state contracts. That provision would not have covered Thompson, who was a civil servant hired under the Scott McCallum administration. The Edelman contract was worth about $750,000. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.